Hi, Ragini again, and welcome to Module 4, Part 6, the last segment of Module 4, which is Step 3 in the Facticity 6-Step Process. So to remind you, in this module, we've been exploring, is there any purpose or meaning to all of this existential angst? Basically, we've been looking at the big picture. So let's take a look a little more closely at this idea of an essential self, which is quite common these days to be heard about as something different than your personality. So can you catch the essence of you? Can you describe it? Is it the core of your personality that you're calling your essence? Or is it something else? It's a good question, huh? Remember the paradox of being human and divine. Because you are human, you have a body and mind, you have a personality, and you have a history and culture that are held by this body, mind, and personality. Of course, there's genetics as well and other kinds of things, but generally human. Then we have divine, where we say a spirit, soul, our essential self. And don't get hung up on the language. We're talking about that part of us that is basically connected to the larger system. Whether you call it spirit, soul, or essential self, whatever language is appropriate for you, use that. In this module, we're going to be using essential self. The divine is considered to be a part of the whole and the same as the whole. And it is your personal point of connection to the larger living system. So your personality is not your personal point of connection to the larger living system. It is your essential self, or whatever you wish to call that. So the spiritual journey leads you to the realization that you're more than your body mind. You're more than your personality. In fact, you have a dual identity, and you have a passport to get into both dimensions. Now, this is an interdependent polar pair that you can use the facticity 6-step process to navigate, being human and being divine. And just stop for a moment and ask yourself, does it fulfill our requirements for an interdependent polar pair? And I think you'll agree that the answer is yes, it does indeed. So your paradoxical identity of being both human and divine, don't ignore it. It's important. If you're on a spiritual path and that's of importance to you, don't ignore this very important issue. Discover how to embrace and navigate this interdependent polar pair or unresolvable dilemma of being human versus divine. And remember that this covers two levels of reality simultaneously, right? Quite the paradox. No collapsing or deleting levels here. What you want to do is embrace both dimensions, and this is what your essential self is able to do. This frees the divine aspect of your identity to take the lead, because currently your personality and mind are running the show. And what are they running the show with? The conditioning, the habits, the beliefs and emotions that you have put your faith into, referencing back to the last part that we just completed. So what we're talking about here is building a relationship with your essential self. You want to create a connection with that aspect of your identity. Now, this may seem like imagination. It may seem silly. It may seem foolish to try and do. And yet, here's the practical aspect of it. If you don't do it, there may not be a neural pathway laid down in your brain that can actually help you get there. So you want to put energy into this, and whether there is no neural pathway in the brain and you have to create one, or whether there is, as many say, wiring already laid down in your brain to activate this, it doesn't really matter, because what's required by you is the energy and the attention, one again, shifting your point of view to see yourself as this divine self. So that's all we're talking about, because this is your point of connection with the larger living system. Your personality is not your point of connection, right? So what is? Well, you want to build your relationship with what is going to start off for many of you as an idea, as a notion, and that is just fine. We all start where we are. If you have real experience with something that you call your essential self or something else, great. Build that relationship. How do you do it? Talk to your essential self. Have a chat. Invite your essential self in for a cup of tea. Be present to it as a reality. prove your interest in its presence by giving it your attention, at least part of every day. Ask for its help and guidance. Why? Because it's from a higher, larger living system, not better, just higher, and it has a bigger picture, so it has more information, so you might actually get some help and guidance that would be of use to you. In other words, make the essential self real for your body and mind. Now remember, my background is in neurolinguistic programming and hypnosis and working with the unconscious mind. So your imagination is an essential part in allowing this concept, this notion, to become something real for your body and mind that it can put its faith into. You also want to learn how to discern your essence from your personality. So here's just a few guidelines, okay? Your essence talks kindly to you. Remember, this is the land of make-believe and play, and for essentially, because ultimately there's no real language here when your essence speaks to you, but we're talking about it in this way for right now. But when it does, it will talk to you kindly. It will never judge you. It will never compare you to anyone else. It loves you exactly as you are, even though it's trying to help you expand your understanding of who you are. It feels good in your body, and it has your best interest at heart. Okay? Your essence, this aspect of you, never judges you. That is very important to understand, because the personality is a judger. It will judge you and compare you and create guilt and shame and embarrassment. It will cause you to be reactive to situations and demanding, and it believes in duality as the final reality. It is subject to the direction filter that we've talked about so much here. So you want to be able to note that if you think your essence or your spiritual self is talking to you and it is judging, comparing, creating guilt, shame, or embarrassment, any of these things, it is not your actual spiritual self or divine self. I call it my spiritual terrorist, whatever you'd like to call yours. But believe me, for most of us, she or he is in there doing their job. Okay, so before we end this up, I want to give you a little exercise, and it's called Getting Behind the Chair. It's also in my book, Unflappable, if you want to look there. So sit down in a chair, literally sit down in a chair, and feel your personality's struggle with some particular inner tug of war that's going on in your body. Okay, that's all you got to do. Then what you want to do is imagine as if you can leave that body mind in the chair and still step away. So you're creating sort of a distance between the you that's struggling and the you that's capable of stepping to the side, right? Then you want to imagine as if you can step into your essential self and stand behind the chair as your essential self. So literally start sitting down in a chair, leave the you that has the problem in the chair, stand up, and imagine you can step into this essential self that we've been talking about behind the chair, right? Imagine as if you, as this essence, sees the body mind sitting in the chair in front of you, engaged in struggling with that inner tug of war. So you can see it happening, and you know that it is going on, and you have some distance from it. And paradoxically, you can still feel it, but you're no longer identified with it because of the distance. So as your essential self, extend your hands and arms outward and embrace the you that's sitting in the chair, that by design, that you must endure the inner tug of war. That's the level of duality. Can't do anything about it. That's the way it works. But you can embrace that you from the position of being your essential self. Experience accessing both your human and spiritual perspectives simultaneously. It's paradoxical and it's very cool. And remember, the you sitting in the chair, it doesn't mean that you're dissociated from that you. You can still feel what's going on, but you know now that it's not the final statement about you, because you have moved your viewpoint to a different perspective, and you're looking from the larger perspective, the larger picture of your essential self. It's very cool, and it changes the way you relate to what's going on dramatically. You will be free to relax. can allow the practical wisdom that comes with understanding how to navigate duality to infuse your body and mind, and you will feel a new sense of peace and calm while you're still able to act and respond to the situation now instead of reacting to it. So to close up this section, let me point out the mystic's three-point balancing act, all right, which is also in Unflappable. Two of the points of the 3 points are placed in the world of duality, 1 foot placed on the edge of each loop, okay? So the loop doesn't have you. You are standing on the loop. And those are the 2 points placed in duality, which keeps you connected to the flow of life in your body and mind. The 3rd point connects you to the larger living system. This allows you to experience what a well-known mystic Jesus said, be in the world, but not of the world. So if you look at this little guy, he's connected to the larger living system, which we've called the essence, and he has his feet solidly grounded in the world so that he can do what needs to be done, but from a completely different point of view. Very cool. Okay, my friend, time for homework for this particular module 4. What is your paradoxical dual identity the mystics refer to? I'm sure you know that by now. How do you build a relationship with your essential self? Why is it valuable and useful to do so? How can you discern the difference between your essential self and your personality talking to you, that internal dialogue? What is it? Okay, which one is it? Describe the steps to getting behind the chair to make sure you know it and that you can use it. And where are the 3 points of the mystic's balancing act, which allows them to be in the world but not of the world, free to be at peace and still actively engage in the calls and demands of the flow of life as it comes into your presence each and every moment of every day. Okay, very good. I will look forward to talking with you very soon. Okay, much love.